Welcome to the Circuit Magazine podcast. We are excited to kick things off, a fresh perspective on a lot of different topics.
Welcome to the Circuit Magazine, the number one source of information on protection matters, the industry-leading magazine for all security professionals who want to stay ahead of the game.
John, let's start off with you. Why on earth are we doing a podcast? Everybody's doing a podcast, so why are we doing one?
Yeah, good question. And easy answer, really. And that's people are consuming content in different ways now. Not everyone has the time to pick up a magazine, whether that's physical or digital, and read it from cover to cover. Circuit's been producing tons of quality content for lots of years now. And we're looking to make sure we can keep our readers engaged, keep getting the information to them while it's pertinent, and finding as many different routes to get it to our listeners.
Awesome. No, absolutely. A great idea. Sean, surely we should have done this before. You know, why now?
Why not, is what I would say. Why not? Ah. And just following on from John here, as he said, you know, the evolution of content, how it's consumed, it's changed over the years. Podcasts seem to be the in thing now. They have been for a short while. But I think, you know, a lot of people, it's a fast-paced world now. You don't always have time to dig your head, stick your head in a magazine or a book. But you may have time to stick your AirPods in whilst you're on the train, flying, wherever you may be. It's good. Be good for us to engage with past contributors and bring the articles to life.
Absolutely. And that's maybe the crux of it. We've got a lot of contributors out there. Elijah, you've got more experience in this, I believe, than we do. So why should we do a podcast now as well, all together?
Well, I think Sean nailed it. I think people are really gravitating towards new media. And right now, podcasts are really efficient way to consume media, particularly on the go. And so everything is kind of gearing towards kind of these bite-sized nuggets of information. And speaking personally, I love podcasts. I use them when I'm at the gym, if I'm on the treadmill, or if I'm out going for a run. I listen to them in the car when I'm heading back and forth. And so it's just a great way to kind of pick up, get some nuggets, and then pick right back up where you started from down the road. And as far as the circuit is concerned, I mean, we've got tons of content. We've got great contributors, so we might as well present it in the format that the consumers want to experience.
Absolutely, and it's bringing that content to life that I'm most excited about. People throughout the years, we can bring that entire back catalog. Well, talking about bringing things, what are we bringing to the table then? I, for example, not a security expert, I organize events, right? So I love bringing people together, and I hope to do that through this medium. John, tell us a bit about yourself and what sort of angle you're going to bring to all of these podcasts.
Yeah, well, Palomi, you know, we've been working recently on developing an app, and we've just got that out, and we're really excited about how that's going to help bring people together. The app is called BBA Connect, and it's called Connect for a reason. You know, and the events of the last 12 months have really led us in the direction of the chat, the community, the network, and helping to stitch all that together. So, you know, having a podcast, and it just adds another dimension to that. I think it's really personal. It helps bring us together at a time when that's been maybe a little bit missing.
I like it. The personality. We're not just bringing to life the contributors. We're bringing ourselves to life for everybody. You know, giving everyone exclusive access if they need it at all. Obviously, no one needs it for me, but who knows? Sean, what about you? What are you going to bring to this podcast? What would you like people to know about you as we go through these series of interviews?
I'm not too sure that people want to know about myself. I'm more than happy to get involved with the podcast and bring our members to life, our readers to life. You know, they've provided us with quality content for a long time now, and I think it's time to shine the spotlight on what they've brought to us previously. 2020's been a crazy year, with this global pandemic. It's made everything more difficult, all operations, logistics in all areas. I want to learn from people. I want to learn what other people have been doing. You know, I can give some feedback of what I've been doing. And it'd just be good to hear from different professionals on the ground how they've dealt with things and how they're going to progress in the future.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure people will want to get to know you some more as well. So don't worry about that. Elijah, what if I stitch that question into another one as well? So if you could tell us what sort of angle you'll hope to bring, you know, to this podcast throughout the series, but also the types of topics that you'd expect to see or that you'd hope we draw out. What are your thoughts?
Well, first, let me say Sean's over there being modest because I really want to know more about him and his story, and I might know more than most, which means that everybody else is going to want to get like a peek behind that curtain. But to the rest of your question, my hope is that we will offer kind of that behind the scenes look and that deep dive. And you know, when I think about you know, the people on this side of the table in terms of creating the BBA and the circuit, there's a wealth of knowledge there, but also with the contributors that are around the globe, and that's super inspiring to me. And so I want my contribution to kind of represent a lot of what's happening over here in the United States. And it's crazy times over here, but there are a lot of great professionals over here, a lot of guys that have been in multiple environments. And I want to share those stories with the readers, particularly my UK counterpart, so that they can see a perspective that maybe, you know, the mainstream media doesn't offer, or that isn't so sensationalized, so that it just comes down to a quick soundbite and maybe it's kind of a caricature. So I want to kind of paint a kind of a holistic picture of what happens over here stateside and kind of bridge that gap.
Awesome. I love the bridge gapping because, you know, in this world, we're all a little bit locked down in some parts, and we won't be always, right? And so as we move forward, that cross-collaboration, that cross-pollination, that's going to be key. John, obviously, there's loads of topics we could go into. Right. We could go into, I don't know, cyber for EP professionals. We could go into medical skills that you forgot. Well, not you, but, you know, generally. What types of topics are you hoping we draw out?
Well, it was a bit of a faux pas to say the medical topics that I forgot. However, you know, we forget things. No. You're absolutely right. Listen, there's nobody in this industry who is on top of everything all of the time. The industry changes too fast. You know, information's constantly being updated. And what's more is that we're all learning either from our own mistakes or other people's mistakes. And that's one of the great things about the Circuit magazine. You know, from day one, the Circuit has always brought contributors in directly from the industry, the guys and girls who are out there doing the job on the ground, supplemented with a few industry experts. But really, it's about one person's experience, what they've learned along the way, and sharing that with our community, with the Circuit community. And we all grow a little stronger and become a little better of an operator when we engage with that.
Becoming stronger, becoming more knowledgeable, it's great. And maybe this is what this downtime is, you know, might give us the opportunity to learn more. I've certainly learned more. Sean, what are you hoping to learn more? And I know I'm trying to sort of coerce you into a soundbite here. Maybe I'm trying to ask you to say the word cyber or maybe phishing or something like that. What sort of topics could we hope to have throughout the podcast?
I think there's a whole array of topics. You know, as John said, every day is a learning day. You know, just the thirst for knowledge. There's so many offshoots that from the CP sector that we can do, you know, like you said, medical, open source intelligence, cyber, wellness. You know, that's probably a big soundbite from 2020. There's a lot of people struggling who have maybe lost their jobs, their business is struggling. In turn, you know, they have struggled paying their bills, their livelihood. So, you know, we should have a good focus on wellness this year also, you know, and give support to our members, subscribers where possible.
Absolutely. And that will boost people because, you know, if they're feeling part of a community, if it's not just the words on a page, but we're bringing people to life, people feel more part of a community, just as we would do with the BBA Connect app and also the Circuit app. Elijah, we touched on before how people are changing the way they consume content. Now, I'm acutely aware that there is a whole cadre of people out there that love really live, impromptu, TikTok-esque content. Maybe we'll end up in that sort of vein as people grow up. I don't know. But certainly the Circuit magazine has always been very professional and very considered and adding value. What are your thoughts on how we can match that with the evolution of how people consume content?
Well, I think one of the things that's really going to get us there is the BBA Connect app. When I had a chance to explore it, and I looked at it and I just saw all of the potential for it. And so I do think that content is becoming more and more condensed into kind of bite-sized, quick, you know, Twitter, you know, 120 characters or Instagram, you know, 1 minute videos. So I understand that. But I think what happens is that when someone gravitates towards that, they want more of that. And so in the coast protection profession, you're going to get bits and pieces of that on these other social media platforms. Whereas if you look at the BBA Connect, we've got it all right in one place. So if you want, you know, quick and dirty, you can get that, but you can also do these deep dives. And all of that is at your fingertips and it's available at your leisure. And I just think that's amazing.
I love it. And of course, you know, it is highly recommended that people download it. John, how can people get involved? Obviously, we want them to, you know, subscribe to this podcast and keep that going. But for a deep dive, as Elijah just mentioned, how can people get involved?
Well, first of all, I want to ask Elijah if we can steal quick and dirty and trademark that, maybe use that as a BBA tagline. I love it. How can people get involved? Tons of ways. Look, you can write. If writing's not your thing, then get in touch with us, jump on a podcast. You can start by just downloading the BBA Connect app, jump in to one of the groups, introduce yourself, and pick up on one of the threads, you know, offer some insights, share your own experiences. You know, and actually, I would say that's probably a great starting point to actually just jump in, introduce yourself, and tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, you know, what you're doing, what your CPD goals are, what, you know, what quals that you're after. It's all the other things that go on in the background to enable us to come in every day and do our job well. We've got so many opportunities now in the world to reach out, to connect, so many different ways that we can speak to people and that we can listen and get feedback, and we can adapt what we're doing as well based on what we hear from our listeners and readers.
Which is really key, isn't it? Because, of course, we will have content that will be of the genre, how to improve yourself professionally. Naturally, we will have that. But there will be other aspects as applied to executive security, close protection, corporate security. And there are enough explainer videos. So, for example, on the topic of wellness, that is a wider topic. But if we give it the perspective of the community, then there's a lot we can achieve. Elijah, there are a lot of podcasts out there which are great, and there are some in very, very long form content, and that's great too. I'd love, you know, to see what you think we can include, like some of the new players in the industry. What are they going to want to hear?
I think one of the things that's been great about the BBA and the Circuit magazine is the diversity in terms of our contributors, and in terms of the readership. So where I think we'll be successful is capitalizing on that and getting stories from around the world. And so when I look at it and I realize that, you know, I do close protection, you know, over here in the United States, John does close protection over in the UK, and we might have different techniques, but we have the same objectives. It's interesting to me to learn some of the best practices and the things that have worked for him, and to see how I can apply that in my toolbox. And so there's nothing to say that I wouldn't get, or, and I know this for a fact, that I would get something from an operator working in Moscow or someone working in China, and be able to take those pieces there and apply them, the things that work, and a podcast is an excellent avenue to do that, because you can get firsthand accounts, you can get, you know, case studies, you can get interview styles. And so there's so many different ways we can approach this. And in my opinion, we should try all of those different approaches and then see what the audience kind of gravitates to more, what they give us feedback on, what they want to see more of. And I think the audience will dictate the overall path and objectives of the podcast.
Organic. I love it. They can dictate it to us. When that's a call to action, then you're out there, you're listening. You tell us, you tell us. Of course, we have ideas, but we are very much working off of you and the community. John, I'll leave everything with you. What should people do now? We've said it, but what specifically? How can they actually start to contribute? Are we going to have a call for papers, or are we going to have maybe a phone-in session? What should people do?
You know, I think the easiest option is, look, we've got the technology in our apps, in the Circuit app, in the BBA app, Connect app. We're sat behind our emails, ready to respond. So get in touch with us, whether you prefer the short form, you know, Twitter style, send us a message. We've got all the channels covered, I think, between us. I don't think there's much out there where you can't reach us. Just tip your hat, say hello, tell us your thoughts, if you like it, if you don't, how you think we can improve. We're here, we're listening.
Wonderful. Well, this has been episode zero, because of course, everything has to start somewhere. We're building on this. We've got a full schedule of events, both virtual and then hopefully later in the year physical. And of course, this podcast series is going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. If you haven't downloaded the BBA Connect app, please do. Obviously, everyone's almost certainly already downloaded the Circuit Magazine app, but then, you know, I don't want to leave anything to chance. And I will see you very soon. It's goodbye from Sean, John, and Elijah. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to the Circuit Magazine podcast. Be sure to subscribe and be sure to not miss an episode.